Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman with commentary on the Family Life Network. I hope that you and your family had a wonderful holy season and a happy Easter as you join Christians all over the world to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now that the holy season is over, I want to share a concern, something that has been bothering me for a long time. I think that Christianity in America is being crucified day in and day out, and this makes me angry. I think that some atheists, civil liberties crazies, and radical secularists often have too much power and influence, and the Christian community far too little. Case in point, right before Easter, the city manager in Davenport, Iowa, succumbing to the political correctness of the day, took Good Friday off the municipal calendar and replaced it with something called the spring holiday. How outrageous, how pathetic, and how sad. Calling Good Friday the spring holiday is an affront and insult not only to Christians, but also to the life, the memory, and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Fortunately, the folks in Davenport went ballistic, protested, and said no to this secular foolishness, and Good Friday was put back on the municipal calendar. You know, this kind of assault on Christianity happens all too often. It happened when Bible reading was outlawed in the schools, and it happens year after year when nativity scenes are banished from the public square in communities in New York, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere. Yes, Christianity in America has been and is under siege, and that's why I submit that Christianity is being crucified. Let's fight back by electing and appointing Christians to public office in the Empire State, the Keystone State, and throughout America. Christians will fight to keep the United States as one nation under God. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman.